96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
I have a feeling that by the end of this evening, I'm going to be blamed for everything that's ever happened.
Why not?
Why not? Yeah, why not? You know, just join the debate by saying more crazy things.
It was the most watched televised debate in history. More than 80 million people watched last night as Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump battled for your vote and the White House. According to the CNN ORC snap poll, Hillary Clinton won decisively with 62% support compared to 27% for Donald Trump. But an unscientific poll on Time's website gives Trump the victory, as do online polls on the Drudge Report and on CNBC's website. Well, tonight, we're talking about making your voter voice heard on this National Voter Registration Day, and we're also recapping last night's debate with analysis and, of course, comments from you. Tonight, we're going to be talking to Howard University political science professor Dr. Lorenzo Morris. Also joining us later, Joyce Sparks with the League of Women Voters and Dr. Greg Carr, chair of Afro-American Studies here at Howard University. Certainly, you are the important ones, and we want to hear from you at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Dr. Carr, Dr. Morris, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Always glad to be here, brother.
Everybody catching their breath after last night.
Yes, indeed.
I'm sure. Okay. Well, listen, I want to go straight in because, you know, we've got a lot of sound to play tonight. And so I want to start with this from Hillary Clinton.
This is something that the American people deserve to see, and I have no reason to believe that he's ever going to release his tax returns, because there's something he's hiding. And we'll guess. We'll keep guessing at what it might be that he's hiding. I made a mistake using a private email.
That's for sure.
And if I had to do it over again, I would obviously do it differently. But I'm not going to make any excuses. It was a mistake, and I take responsibility for that.
Okay. Donald Trump still not showing his emails. I mean, show. Let's see. There you go. email, taxes, Dr.
Same
Carr.
Thing,
is it all the same?
It's all the same.
And there it is.
He didn't show his emails.
Yeah. Are these the Achilles heels for both of these candidates? Email for Hillary Clinton and tax returns for Donald Trump, Professor Morris.
Well, obviously, the tax return is a continuing issue, and it's a continuing issue even to the extent that we might consider he's hiding only a little, which I seriously doubt, because what we know about his business relations, including those of his campaign team with Russian and Ukrainian officials, makes him suspect automatically, whether or not it turns up in the tax returns. More importantly, we know about the failed businesses. So those things are critical even without the tax returns. And at some level, if he's not hiding a great deal, he certainly should be releasing them. But I think more importantly, the Achilles heel is there, whatever happens, if he doesn't show them or if he does. On those email side, they are now largely transparent, meaning the FBI has seen them, so that for Hillary Clinton, it can be a public problem, but it cannot be a problem in which there is some presumed criminality or some presumed unethical behavior beyond what is already known.
Dr. Carr, your thoughts about email and tax returns?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, what this election is helping us understand is that logic plays a smaller and smaller role in American politics. You know, this is about what the voters will decide. And the voters are deciding on the types of things they've been socialized to decide. You know, Donald Trump has been running around the country since last night saying that he won that debate. And for the people who like him, he did win. You know, and now we can certainly say Lester Holt tried his best to fact check, and Donald Trump has discovered the secret to a current American politics. Just say no, not true. I was against the war. Lester Holt said, no, you weren't. He said, that's not true. You know, he said, Holt said, well, you know, this the law of stop and frisk was declared unconstitutional. Donald Trump says that's not true. In other words, what Donald Trump understands is that the vast majority of voters in this country are either too stupid or too disengaged to think seriously in a logical framework. So all he has to do is repeat these things as if they were true and people will vote. He learned that from Ronald Reagan. And, I mean, Reagan understood that and Trump understands it, too.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Of course, we are recapping last night's presidential debate on this voter registration day, a national voter registration day. If you have a comment or a question, would like to know, who do you think won the debate last night and why? Leonard, calling from Fort Washington. Leonard, yes. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to point out that I think Ms. Clinton won the debate last night, and the polls by the Drudge Report and CNN are wholly inaccurate. I think that we, as a community, should understand that, and that that the validity of polls like that need to be questioned.
Okay. Well, Leonard, thank you so much. I appreciate it. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. I have another big question. There were some questions about the performance of Lester Holt, the moderator and certainly main anchor for NBC Nightly News, well-respected anchor. How did he do, Dr. Morris?
Well, I think, of course, he did fine in trying to be and being unbiased at in terms of partisan issues, but in terms of the critical issue of personality, where people are trying to show their character and presentation, he did let slide one of the more common rules of moderating a presidential debate, which is to compel people to respect the time of the respondent. So Trump often interrupted Clinton without the at least the minimal rebuke that he might have gotten. That is not a grave oversight, but it does allow for some criticism of Lester Holt. On the other hand, his clear willingness to be unbiased on any political side and to fact check only when it was a compelling case shows that he certainly got far beyond the kind of Matt Lauer performance that people criticize.
But, you know, the interesting thing, when you talk about the time, historically, these debates, whether these are primary debates or the general election, that, you know, you've got the lights, you know, it got, you know, 30 seconds, you know, 10 seconds, what have you. It seemed to me that in this case, even though the rules were 2 minutes, Lester Holt kind of let him talk.
Lester Holt didn't seem to have much control at critical junctures. I do think he did an incredible job relative to Matt Lauer. I mean, certainly he didn't back down. He certainly reiterated particularly when Trump got a little belligerent. But noticing how Donald Trump really set the mood for this by overrunning Lester Holt. As far as I'm concerned, one of the subtexts last night was his contempt for Lester Holt, which for me is a proxy for his contempt for the whole process. Mm-hmm. He just kept talking. And near the end of the debate, he didn't even say, wait a minute, hold on. He just kept talking. And Lester Holt was very gracious. Even so, he was still able to bring it in at under 2 hours when it was only supposed to be 90 minutes. And, you know, but at critical moments, I thought one of the junctures near the end was when Holt was talking and he said, you know, what do you say about people? The birther question. He said, I say nothing.
Yeah. And
I say nothing.
And to that point, here is that entire piece, or at least a piece of that
Excellent. Piece.
I'm sorry, I'm just going to follow, but I will let you respond to that because if there's a lot there. But we're talking about racial healing in this segment. What do you say to Americans?
Well, it was very, I say nothing. I say nothing because I was able to get him to produce it. He should have produced it a long time before. I say nothing.
And that was part of the birther debate that Dr. Carr was just talking about. And just to put it in context, I want to make sure that everyone understands what transpired prior to that between the two candidates.
I feel that they really wanted me to come to that conclusion. And I think I did a great job and a great service, not only for the country, but even for the president, in getting him to produce his birth certificate.
Secretary Clinton.
Clearly, as Donald just admitted, he knew he was going to stand on this debate stage and Lester Holt was going to be asking us questions. So he tried to put the whole racist birther lie to bed.
And there it is, Dr. Carr. And that's the context that we were talking about. Here we are a month and a half away, and there are still, allegations, and some would say demonstrations of racism that the American people don't seem to be addressing.
The American people don't seem to be addressing anything when it comes to this election, except these vague feelings that are bubbled up and engendered by popular culture. I mean, Donald Trump understands this. Donald Trump is not going to release his tax returns because nobody's going to force him to. And when Hillary Clinton ran through his bankruptcies and all the people he stiffed, he basically says that's not true. And as you just played, Donald Trump is now saying not only did he not start the birther movement, he did the country a service and President Obama. Either Donald Trump is either delusional or probably more likely understands that the American population is not going to hold him to any standard that has truth or logic and or fact checking as the standard. The people going to vote for Trump are going to vote for Trump anyway.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. I've got to take a break in just a bit, but before I do, I want to make sure that we hear from Joyce Sparks with the League of Women Voters. We'll hear more from her on the other side. National Voter Registration Day. Ms. Sparks, thank you for coming in. Why should people register to vote if they haven't already?
Well, it's important that you exercise your right. That's number one. And so I would encourage everyone to get out because your vote make a difference. And if you stay home, how can you say that the person that got elected was the person for you? So get out, vote. If you need to register, the League of Women Voters is always available and around. We had a wonderful turnout today at the Collington location for registering voters.
Before I go to the break, because I've got to do that in about 15 seconds, what's the website for information as we go into this break?
Okay, it's lwvmd.org.
LWMD.org. I got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, and they are rolling in like oranges. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. If you're on the phone, please do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program. I'm Harold Fisher. Stay tuned to Jeff Brown and the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. This conversation continues on Sirius XM Channel 141 in just a few seconds. Stay with us.